Hi, this is Donna McGavrow, and this is the Music Journey Podcast.
Welcome to the Music Journeys podcast. I'm Mike Foley, a true Columbus treasure on this edition. Donna McGavrow and Columbus are forever linked, and the city and music listeners are better for it. McGavrow performs as part of Kappa's Apart Together series, Thursday night, August 13th at 7. She has new music coming out soon, and here on Music Journeys, she talks about a couple of the new songs, why at 62 she felt compelled to release new music, and some wonderful reflection on her Columbus history. After you listen to this podcast, be sure and check out that Kappa performance. And if you've never listened to her Out of the Nest release, put that at the top of your list. In fact, drop everything you're doing and give it a full listen right now, start to finish. Out of the Nest is a true masterpiece. Donna McGavrow, our featured guest on this edition of Music Journeys. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Donna McGavrow, and you're listening to 90.5 FM WCBE Radio, and this is my music journey.
We call it Columbus with a feeling of pride. The old guard and new wave meet side by side. There's a feeling of home here for me.
Donna McGavrow has been a part of the Columbus music scene for decades, even penning and singing this song to help promote the city. Now 62 and about to release her first album since 2002, Wisdom and Gratitude Fill Her Soul.
You definitely get wiser with age and you discover, you know, what's really important in life. Did I have aspirations as a young girl to be a big rock star by now? Oh, heck yeah. But I didn't let that stop me from enjoying performing for people right here in Columbus and the Ohio area. You know, I've been traveling all over Ohio a lot in the last, you know, few years, and it's been great. You know, I still have people that come up to me and they say, gosh, I've been in this town for 30 years and I've never heard of you. And I said, see, you can still get discovered. There is no end to the drive. Really, you know, you can still be discovered at 62.
Pack your picnic basket full of memories. Stand your six string by the door. Not much. Clear the bathroom. Take one long last look around. Oh, yeah. Coming or going, are your bridges still standing? Are the vines strong enough to swing back across? Are you sure and stable? Are your eyes wide open? Are the vines strong enough?
Columbus, McGavrow grew up in Worthington and caught the music bug at the age of 14.
Right out of high school, I mean, I was in a band with a bunch of high school friends, and we played the 16th Avenue Comfest, and it was a big band, and it was a whole lot of fun. And then from there, I went down to Athens to OU playing music almost nightly down there. I stayed down there for 4 years, and then we came back to Columbus and just kept hitting the clubs, and there was a lot of music clubs up here at that time. I could play out 5-6 nights a week, just about anywhere. So I never really, you know, had a day job because I had a night job playing music. Well, I think it just kind of rolled out that way. You know, the more encouragement you get from people. I didn't really start writing songs until well into the 80s, which, you know, I was out of the school days by then. I had a lot of time and music was all I did. So I just would incorporate every once in a while an original piece of work with all the cover tunes I was doing, and people would just keep coming up to me and saying, hey, they would remember the original songs and they would say, let's hear some of your original material. And that's kind of how that started, and encouragement.
This must be big dreams come true. This must be.
McGavero released her first solo CD, Acoustic, in 1995. Out of the Nest followed in 1999 and Live in 2002. In March of last year, she launched a GoFundMe page to help record again.
To everything, there is a season. And back in 2007, 2008, you know, I was in the studio working on recording with the guys that I'd been playing with way back then, and then my guitar player passed away. And that kind of, you know, halted everything, you know, for me. We'd been playing out, and we had, you know, a good list of songs to record, and I was recording. I did a lot of demos of the songs, and but boy, I don't know how time travels. It just gets away from you. And with this band that I'm playing with, I finally walked through the fear of going back in the studio, and the GoFundMe happened. And so I was able to come up with the funding to go back in the studio and be very confident with the songs and the players that are on the record. So we started actually recording this a year ago. And I just feel like I have just been divinely moved to put out another CD. And I'm not going to say that this is the last one. It could be. I don't know. I doubt it. Hopefully it won't be another 16 years, because I don't have that kind of time, Mike.
Cruising through hot, ghostly desert, over mountains.
CD is called The End of the Drive, and that's a song that I wrote back in probably 2000, and I wrote it right after I released my second CD, Out of the Nest. That song was kind of a dedication to all the friends and the fans that kept me going when I felt like giving up. And, you know, self-doubt, and I got tired. You know, you have to be out there every night doing it, you know? And I just kind of felt like I just didn't have any momentum left, you know? Those things just roll through your mind, and obviously it didn't last long, that thought. These are songs that I'm just really proud of. There's another one on there called Haven't You Heard? And it's kind of a reflection on, you know, you think you know what people are telling you, but you never really do. You know, and people say, trust me, and you try to trust people, and then you find out you can't trust people, and then the world could use you now is one of the lines. You know, haven't you heard? You know, there is another side, and to listen to people. Take two songs off my live album. Well, The End of the Drive was one of them, but the other one was Made Her Cry. It's a pretty powerful song, and wanted to give it a full production. I guess I'm most proud of that I did make a really good career for myself in my hometown. I've played with some of the best musicians in this town. The cats from Hoodoo Soul Band, you know, from Pop Gun, and it's like we grew up here together. You know, we know who each other are. We lost a lot of our great friends, players, in these years past. I am really thrilled to see, you know, Columbus, Ohio is just a music market. There's just something here for everybody, and I was a part of it. It's just something that I do. I think any artist, you know, will say, it's just in you, you know? It's like, you have to do it. It's not a clock in, clock out job. It's always there. I mean, even when I'm out and about, you know, I'm so grateful for phones with these, you know, voice memos on them because, you know, I'm constantly, you know, in my head thinking of songs. There's a song on my new CD called Circling the Edges. I was out walking dogs one day and you know, just watching a hawk circle around the park, you know, and I was able to pull out my phone and write this down, you know. It keeps me centered. It's a spiritual path. It's, you know, I do not believe I'm the best, but I, you know, I feel I have something to offer too. And so I keep putting it out there. It just keeps me young.
I still love to play. Out of nowhere, out of time. An old friend shows her face. She looks up to the sky like a kid she tries.
Well, keeps me young, Mike.
That's good. Well, your music keeps us young, too. It helps us. So thank you for coming. Can we say you're coming back? Or you really never left?
I never left. But I do have a new CD out that I'm really excited. New CD to put out that I'm really excited for people to hear. And I think that they're going to love the songs. They're good. And I humbly say that.
We had one last bit of fun with McGavero in the Fast Five. Here we go. First song you can remember hearing that you loved.
Bob Dylan, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Oh, I think I was like 14 years old, you know, and I heard it on the radio. And that was like the first song I learned how to play on the guitar.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Amazing. How about the song that makes you feel the most nostalgic or reflective, kind of stirs the memories up?
Oh, wow. It'd probably have to be early Joni Mitchell off of Songs for a Seagull. Anytime I listen to that album is very nostalgic, because when I heard Joni Mitchell, it was all over for me. I was like, oh, I want to do that.
How about the song you have, the go-to song for dancing, or a tune that you hear and you just can't sit still when you hear it?
Earth, Wind, and Fire, September. Oh, yeah, it's Pull the Car Over, Let's Get Out.
Definitely. Kind of along those lines, how about a song that makes you feel like working out, or motivates you to do something that maybe you don't feel like doing?
Anything by Bonnie Raitt. I mean, I put that stuff on when I'm cleaning my house, you know.
Woke up this morning, I'm feeling around to my shoes. You know that, that I must have been while walking blues. Woke up this morning, people, I'm feeling around to my shoes. Well, you know that, that I must have had them walking blues.
So are you saying if I put some Bonnie Raitt on, my kids will clean up when I tell them to? Is that?
Absolutely. Get the vacuum rolling. Yeah.
Okay. Last one. How about a song that lifts you up when you're feeling down?
I can listen to just about anything when I'm feeling down. The Bee Gees. Oh my gosh. Saturday Night Fever. Yeah. See, I'm old school, man. I'll listen to like the Bee Gees' greatest hits, whatever. And I don't care who's on the bike path or whatever, who's walking behind me. I will just dance along, and you know, I'm one of those people that I can dance like nobody's looking.
My thanks to Donna McGavero for her time and her music. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.